and Shirley is filmed before a studio audience.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 lords a-leaping,
11 ladies' dresses,
10 pipers piping,
9 drummers drumming together,
8 maids a-milking,
7, 11.
Hold it. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Christmas comes but once a year.
I know that.
And during that season, I love to sing.
Me too.
I know you do. But you sing off key, which we both know. And unfortunately, that draws attention to the fact that you're singing the wrong words. 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds,
3 blind mice.
2 turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Let's sing it again, okay?
No. Let's finish the tree first, okay? All right, now hand me the string of popcorn.
I ate the popcorn.
You ate the popcorn? You ate the popcorn? We were up half the night stringing that popcorn.
Well, that's what made me hungry.
So you ate it? String it all?
No. I used a string to floss.
You know how those kernels get on a hair report about your dental hygiene, okay? I'll just put the gingerbread star on the top.
I'd go with the angel.
You ate the star? You ate the star, too?
Not all of it.
1 point. You ate 1 point. This star has been in my family for 11 years, Laverne.
I couldn't tell. I dunked it.
I can't believe you. All right, I'll just put the little angel on the top and then...
Wait a second. I want to put it up, too.
Please, please don't handle it like that. It's delicate. It's not a wishbone, okay? You take one wing and I'll take the other and we'll just play hot. Oh, it's just like the littlest Christmas tree. It's beautiful. Okay, plug the sucker in and let's see what you... Oh, you got those blinking lights?
Yeah.
When do they blink on again?
Maybe next Christmas.
Maybe it's someone with presents.
Oh, boy, I'm first pregnant!
Don't say that. He's not a bum. He's a...
Hallelujah, I am a bum. One of the best of them, too.
How you doing, Rag?
Oh, I'm bummed out. I was looking for Mr. DeFazio, but he's not down at the Peach Bowl. I thought maybe he'd be here.
No. Yeah, go ahead. And he's not here. We haven't seen him. In fact, we haven't seen him in a couple of days.
He's not in trouble with the law, is he, Laverne?
Oh, no. He gives the cops pizzas under the table. Anyway, I spoke to him on the phone last night, and he sounded great. He was mixing up the eggnog.
Woo! Hey, I wanted to talk to him about the annual Christmas dinner he gives.
Oh, yeah. We all can't wait for that. How many friends are you bringing?
36.
Oh,
yeah, I have my guest list right here. You'll be coming from crates and doorways all over town.
Oh, well, the more the merrier, you know.
Hey, we'll see you at the dinner,
yes,
okay?
We'll see you at the dinner.
Listen, as long as he's checking out that eggnog, could you tell him from us that this year we would like a lot less egg and a lot more nog?
Okay, Laverne, when we get in that store, grab everything you can get your hands on.
Look at this. Perfect for Mrs. Babbitt.
Oh, absolutely. You're lined in it.
Excuse me, but we're taking these.
Not if I can help it.
Look, lady, I hate to break this to you, but this ain't exactly your size.
They're exactly my size. 7 petite.
Oh, man.
Babbitt, come and help me.
Come on, girl. We almost got a beat. Come on.
Come over here.
That's really it.
shoppers. Right now on the fifth floor is a sale on slightly irregular gloves. Some missing only one finger.
Where's my cat? Hey, Cheryl! That man took my shoe!
No, you limp! Let's get to those slightly irregular gloves! Yeah, they'd be perfect for my cousin Vito the Butcher!
Hiya, kids! Merry Christmas to all of you. Santa Claus will be out just a couple of minutes. You'll recognize Santa because he's jolly and fat and he's twinkling all over the place.
All right, let's form a line, shall we? Come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on. All right. Sonny, you can't sit here. You have to form a line. Why don't you go over there, little man? Thank you. All right. Suck in your chest and pull out your arms, and you better not pop and you better not cross.
The Santa Claus is coming to town.
And he's in a lousy mood.
Where'd you get those stupid costumes?
Well, we are an elf and a fairy.
I'm the elf.
Anyway, we are Santa's helpers just for today.
Right.
I don't want helpers. I want Santa. Where's Santa?
Pete, Santa.
I have a clue. Don't worry, Sonny. He's in the back gluing on his fake beard.
I know, June. So you're going to ruin it for that kid and everybody else.
I got to break it to him sometime, you know. Just like I had to break it to you last year.
I want to thank you for letting me down easy.
I'll let the children down, too.
Thanks.
All right. Now, for those of you who still believe in this Santa Claus jazz, I just want to tell you, there's going to be a fat man in a red suit coming out here. Now, don't ask for ID, otherwise your dream is down the drain. And right now, he is feeding his reindeer, and that will be Donna, Dasher, Smasher, and Blitzkrieg.
He's got a German reindeer?
They make the best flyers. Oh, what is that sound, Terry?
Santa Claus, I'll bet you. Yeah, it's him. He's coming.
All right, who's first? Let's go.
Let's get here.
It's about time.
Just behave yourself, little man, because Santa Claus loves to eat little bad boys.
I don't like you. Says you have a fake beard.
Oh, don't pull that. Causing a lot of trouble, you know that?
Come on. I gotta find my shoe.
Well, it was probably in that bin, and they rolled it away now.
What are you guys doing in those outfits?
We are Santa Claus's sidekicks.
Yeah, and if this kid don't stop it, Santa Claus is gonna kick him right in the side.
Santa Claus, you're fired. I should have hired that same drunk I had last year.
Oh, I'll give another chance, huh?
Yeah, if you want to get drunk, but you got to ask him nice.
Hey, I kicked a lousy job, and it's just anyway, the whole thing is bothering me. Huh?
What are you doing dressed up as Santa Claus?
I got Santa fired. I got Santa fired.
I like to hear one shot.
No, hold on a minute. Come here, sit down. Tell me what happened.
Now, listen to me. Listen to me. It's not nice to yell at Santa Claus.
Why not?
Because naughty little boys get coal put in their stockings.
Fat chance.
Or they get their little necks wrung. Now, don't you want to apologize to Santa?
Could kill you, you little monster, you!
I can't believe myself. I wanted to hit that child.
I still want to hit him!
My, don't you look adorable in that outfit?
Well, he's been working here a couple of days because to raise money for the Christmas dinner because he's broke, Cheryl. The pizza bowl's been doing lousy business.
Well, why didn't he just tell us? We'd have helped him.
Chris, look at him, Cheryl. He's a proud man.
Mr. DeFazio, come on, you must earn something while you were here. I mean, you must have some money.
Not enough.
But maybe if
no buts. There's going to be no Christmas dinner. That's it.
What? No Christmas?
No.
This is the perfect spot. We'll get plenty of money to help your father. Okay, let's set up. You know Deck the Halls?
Oh, it's my favorite.
All right, Cheryl, you sing the lead. I'll harmonize. Laverne, you beg.
Well, I want to help, too. Let me sing.
You want to help or you want to sing?
I want to sing. Okay, all right, you take the fa-la-las as a solo.
Oh, I get a solo.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
One, two, three.
Hark the herald angels sing.
La 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 la. Oh, it's glory to the newborn. Where's my son?
We're singing Hark the Herald Angels.
All right, deck the halls. Back to deck the halls.
Hi.
Deck the halls with bells of holly. La 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 la.
And a ho, ho, ho. Hey, you three better move. This is my spot.
Oh, isn't this hunky-dory? Now we're going to get drowned out by the oompas.
Not if you move to another street. Boy, oh boy, everyone wants a piece of the pie.
I give up. Let's go somewhere.
No, no way. This is our side of the street. Deck the halls. Hit it.
Deck the halls with
what's going on here?
Lee,
what's going on here?
First things first, I would like to see everybody's license.
Okay. Here.
All right. What is the IBKK?
International Brotherhood of Kris Kringles. I'm the founder.
Everything seems to be in order here, Mr. Kringle.
Thank you.
Next.
Sister Sarah and the Salvations.
Merry Christmas, sister. And you too, Salvations.
And who are you?
Carmine, Laverne, and Shirley.
Come on, you can do better than that.
There's the license. Please don't look at the picture. I had such a silly grin on my face.
Not your driver's license. Oh, oh, oh. Your license to solicit money. Come on.
Well, we didn't know we had to have one of them.
You know, it's people like you that give Christmas a bad name. Crisp, sis, come here. Look, you want to make a couple of bucks, go down to Meckler's department store. Yeah. There's a big crowd out front watching some kids beat up on a fairy and an elf. And Merry Christmas! Not so fast. I don't want you working the streets. If I catch you working the streets again, I'm gonna run you in! Now, have a joyous holiday season.
Next thing you know, you're gonna need a license to give an old lady a seat on the bus.
Well, I guess it's not gonna be a Christmas dinner.
No, I guess not.
guess we better break the news to Rags and his friends, huh?
Yeah.
Want me to go with you?
No, Carmine, I really think this is a job that calls for a woman's touch.
Yeah, we could always cheer them up, you know.
Of course we can.
Maybe we could sing them some Christmas carols.
How much bad news do you think these people can take in one day?
What are you talking about?
Look, Mr. DeFazio, look, I don't think you have to worry about a Christmas dinner for Rags and his friends. They can always go down to the Midnight Mission and get a free hot turkey dinner with stuffing and sweet potatoes and cranberry sauce and hot mincemeat pie. Say, Mrs. B, you happen to have the address on you?
That's not cheering them up. Let's all go home and open up presents. That should be fun.
Yeah, wait until you see what I got, Shirley. She's a musical muff. You put your hands in it and it plays Winter Wonderland.
Nah, I'm going to take a nap. Wake me when summer comes.
Come on! Get out of here! I got the best Christmas present for you in the whole wide world.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
He'll never get it.
Oh, come on! Come on, Ian!
Come on, everybody! Come on, Ian!
What's going on here? Didn't you tell him there's no Christmas dinner?
But there is dinner, Pop. Tell him, Reg.
Yeah, I got a can of Spam. Bugsy got some corn, and Clothfield found a banana.
Oh, that's right. They all brought something. Isn't that great?
Yeah, but that's not a Christmas dinner. I want to do something special.
Don't you understand? They don't come here for just a dinner.
That's right, Pop. They come here so they could be with all of us. That's what's special to them.
We're special?
Well, yeah, Mr. DeFazio. You're our Christmas family. That's more important than a turkey dinner.
Rags, that's the nicest Christmas present.
Oh, yeah, come on. Bring all that into the kitchen. I'm going to whip up my famous Spam banana surprise.
Listen, any of you guys find a hot mincemeat pie? Because I heard they were having it down.
Am I just moving up to his family?
Boy, I want to tell you that this is some Christmas present. Girls, you should learn from this. Christmas ain't turkey.
All right, hold it, everybody. Listen to him. My pop's going to say something beautiful.
Christmas is pizza. Christmas is a pizza, and I'm going to make it a pizza pie. Yeah.
Christmas ain't turkey. It's pizza. Isn't that a beautiful sentiment? I think we should all put it on our Christmas cards next year. I'm so embarrassed.
Okay, it was a nice sentiment. You know what? This is just like the first Christmas, Laverne. The only thing we're missing is the manger and all the little furry beasts.
Hello. Are we still welcome around here, or are we forever banned?
Oh, of course you're welcome.
Well, we was kind of afraid to come by because we figured you hated us, and I kind of we was responsible to your old man getting fired.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't hate you. Besides, it wouldn't be Christmas without you.
No, they'd hold it anyway, wouldn't they? Yeah, well, we have a contribution to make the big Christmas feast, you know?
What?
Well, I'll give you a hint. It's hot, and it's in these bags. Come on, want to get?
I don't know, and they got something hot in the bag.
Yeah, the imagination just sort of runs wild.
I get it. Let's not leave them in suspense any longer. Quick, whip it out, huh?
All right.
A birdie. Yeah, a turkey birdie, to be precise, with all the trimming.
Yeah, show them a trimming. Show them a trimming.
Yeah. Stuffing. And we got some cranberry sauce under here.
We'll take your word for it.
Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Where'd you guys get it?
Well, you know Emil, the Armenian butcher?
Yeah.
Well, we sometimes occasionally date his daughter.
Saretta?
That's exactly right. So that's how we got these big chickens. Father, butcher, daughter, turkey. Get it?
Yeah, you promised him you'd never take Saretta out again, huh?
That's right. Uncanny.
She knows all, and yet she knows
all. Mr. DeFazio! Oh, look at me! Look at me! They brought!
Wow! Oh, look at that!
Oh! Oh! What's gonna happen to my Spam banana surprise?
It's Christmas, I'll tell you what. Let's sing.
Oh, come on, ye faithful. That's my favorite.
Okay, come on, get started.
Oh, come on, ye faithful. Joyful and triumphant.
doing up?
What are you doing up at 4 o'clock in the morning?
I asked you first.
I was just fixing the tinsel.
I wanted to open my presents, too.
Oh. Here's mine to you.
And here's mine to you. Oh. To the best roommate in the whole world. And you underlined best. Love, Laverne. So sweet. Yeah.
To my closest, dearest friend, Ox Ox Shirley. Ox Ox?
O-X, O-X, hug, kiss, hug, kiss.
Oh, no. I love Christmas morning, don't you? Ah! An autographed picture of Elvis!
Thank you! The same picture.
Yeah, but different autographs. You forgot to circle your eye.
Well, at least I spelled Presley correctly. But it's a wonderful gift. You have excellent taste.
Thank you.
I'm going to go hang mine above the bed right now.
Me too.
Merry Christmas, Cheryl.
Merry Christmas, Laverne.